So Mary, come on up, and I'm going to explain for a moment why I picked this Sunday to have two people from different generational cohorts speak about a favorite love song of theirs. And Mary immediately volunteered, which I deeply appreciated. This song, Evergreen, was the one that she picked, and after she speaks, we will hear it for a second time in its totality. And then secondly, then Mark will come up, and I'll introduce him as well, and then his piece of music, and we will hear more about why love songs are so powerful. So, Mary, over to you.
I am here to represent the chronologically gifted generation. And I specifically requested the Barbra Streisand version of Evergreen because Dwight fell in love with Barbra way before he met me. He first heard her when he was working as a night clerk at a hotel in Berkeley, working his way through Berkeley. And the hotel catered to Filipino sailors and the women who appeared regularly as wives of various Filipino sailors. So at any rate, he fell in love with her, and it was a lifelong thing. Now that worked for us because I also had a thing for Robert Redford. Now Dwight often referred to himself as a Robert Redford lookalike. Those of you who remember Dwight will find the humor in that, as he was bald, bald, bald. We were married on June 24th, 1977, and it was a very 70s wedding. We exchanged medallions instead of rings. I kept my maiden name, and everybody, including the bride and groom, wore polyester. Everyone was familiar with Evergreen because it had won the Best Original Song for both the Oscars and the Golden Globes, written by Barbra and Paul Williams in 1977. And then it would go on to win a Grammy in 1978. But familiarity aside, the song did speak to us. We were not kids. I was 32 and Dwight was 45. Love, soft as an easy chair. Yes, we were looking for ease, for comfort in the ordinary, but also easy chairs are sturdy and reliable, and you can really depend upon them. We had hope, the rose under the April snow, and we believed that we could be better individuals together, morning glory and midnight sun. Two lights that shine as one. And we wanted to connect emotionally and experience the new together. Spirits rise and their dance is unrehearsed. We were making a commitment to one another. Time won't change the meaning of one love, ageless and ever, ever green. The words touched us and the music moved us. And I know that Dwight joins me in wishing that each of you might experience love that is true, intense, and ever, ever green. This is our love song, and may the lyrics speak to you, and may the music embrace you.
Now we will hear the song for a second time.
Love.
The second song, which Mark requested, and is going to come up shortly. In fact, why don't you come up here now, Mark? Be bold. You coach basketball,
right?
Boldness. For the moment. The song he wanted to have us hear was Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition. And he wanted the first verse or so in before he speaks and then the rest of the song after he's done. And I want to just share that Mark and Aaron have been coming here now since, what, September or so? About the same time I arrived. And Mark is very much an extrovert. He'll greet everybody all the time at any given moment. And he and Aaron have been such a wonderful addition to this community. So I'm grateful that you offered to step up and share this particular song. So we'll hear the very first part, and then you'll speak, and then we'll hear the last of it. Thank you.
If I actually offered or if I got wrangled into doing this. I'm not sure which. But either way, I'm glad to be here. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark McGinty. As you heard, Can You Stand the Rain is by New Edition. They are the original boy band. They were formed in like 1978 or 1982 in Roxbury, Massachusetts, and one of my best bands, favorite bands of all time. I actually used to listen to my Walkman walking around Meadville with the New Edition tape and thinking, you know, that I could sing like them, but of course I couldn't. So that song has a lot of meaning to me. It has a lot of hope in it, a lot of feeling, a lot of love. I'm very emotional about this song, Alex. So every day we go through life. And as that song says, you know, can you stand the rain? There's going to be sun. It's just life and it's love. And I told myself I wasn't going to cry, but sorry. Yeah, so it's all about love, it's all about being romantic, it's all about just giving your heart to somebody and living through whatever life brings you, loving every minute that you're with somebody. That's about all. Sorry. Thank you. And I guess we'll listen to the end. Can I sit right here, buddy?
Of course.
Love unconditional. I'm not asking you.
just love one another, go out, be happy. Life is what it is, and just love it. I do.
Thank you.
So, Mary and Mark, when are you going to go to seminary? Never mind.
No.
Just a few more words about love songs. When I was growing up, which was some time ago, I hated love songs because mostly it was around despair, death, and more despair. And so I didn't like them very much because that was how my life was. But last week, someone said, well, what would be your love song now? So, and we're not going to play it. I think I'll send a link out to it this week. Any of you heard of Le Lumineers? Raise your hands if you have. Oh, good. Excellent. Well, one of their songs that has become a favorite of mine is called Stubborn Love. And I'll send out the link to the official video of it. And the reason that I especially like it is it's a reminder that love, as someone said, is messy. And sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes we grow beyond it or grow away, especially in a relationship. But stubborn love is really about a certain degree of stubbornness, of being able to get back up and keep going, even if a relationship or a marriage or whatever it might be has fallen apart. It's a reminder that love is about hanging in there as we are best able, even and especially when it all gets pretty bumpy. So let's take another moment or so and just reflect, actually share with each other, if you wish, what is your favorite love song? And then we will get ready to sing. What is your favorite love song?